Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. How you going, Joel?
Yeah, good, thanks.
All right, Joel, how long have you been living in Alice Springs?
24 years now.
24 years. All right, so kind of born and bred, I guess.
Yeah, so ever since I was a young fella, lived here, so it's pretty much all I know.
Excellent. What did you do before you joined AFP?
Before AFP, I did a little bit of time over in England, playing a bit of soccer, then just worked at the hospital here in town, and then got into AFP at 18.
Oh, excellent. You've got a long, long career ahead of you.
Yeah, so
still.
I think turned 30 this year, so I've got another 30 years of work, so that's a bit daunting, but...
Both a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah, correct.
All right, so I guess you're the guy to talk to if we, you know, want to learn more about Alice Springs.
Yeah.
What would you tell someone who hasn't been here before? What it's like in a nutshell?
It's unique. It's something you won't really see anywhere else in Oz. And the best thing about it is we're closest to all the beaches at the same time in Australia.
Wow, Nate. When you say it like that, you do have a point.
If only there's some fish in here, though.
Yes. Well, I got fish and chips.
Yeah, it's probably a couple of days old on the train.
Yeah, as I was eating, I was thinking, where does this come from? But it wasn't bad. So.
Yeah, a couple of the butchers get the fresh fish brought straight up here, so it's all right for that.
Cool, and just wandering around town, I'd notice also there's a bit of variety of places to eat. And
yeah, so there's, if you take the main kind of restaurants like Chinese, Vietnamese, etc., there'd be one of each in town, except the Italian ones, there's a couple.
Yeah, no, that's good. It's for a smaller place, it's got a bit of variety about it.
Yeah, that's it. And there's a couple of fancy ones at the nice hotels, so you can still go out for a nice night even though you're in a small town.
Yep, and you've even got a little casino here and there's...
Yeah, it's relatively good casino considering the size of Alice. I dare say it's rated very highly for what it is.
And up near that casino is a lovely golf course.
Yeah, one of the best desert courses. I'm not sure if that's just best in Australia or... like globally, but very good desert course.
Yeah, and no, I've heard it's rated very highly.
Yeah, it's good for getting the steps up too, because you're hitting the balls in the bushes a lot. So,
yeah, golf is just a stroll for me.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, a couple beers and a buggy, and I'm done.
No, it's still a good day out, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, better than working.
And you can say you've played on the best desert golf course
in
the world,
or at least one of the best.
We're going to say it's the best in the world.
All right, we'll do that.
What are some of the other great things about living in Alice?
Well, I think just that small town kind of vibe you get. Everyone knows each other. It's friendly. In the sports here, it's not elite level, but very sociable and very fun. So I do numerous sports, league, union, boxing, soccer. And you just know everyone you're playing. You know the guys you're playing with. So it just makes it a bit of fun.
Yeah, you don't have to go far in town to see a footy oval or a squash. That's all squash courts, tennis courts.
Yeah.
It's not just your big sports. It's also...
Yeah, that's correct.
There's motocross, I think I passed.
Yeah, motocross is very big. With the Fink Desert Race being in town, or just out of town, motocross is very big. So we've had a couple of guys win that, and that's a national race, which is big on the off-road circuit.
Yep. So living in Alice for, 20-plus years, you would have settled down and got yourself a little place, no doubt?
Unfortunately, when I was young, a little bit silly with money, so haven't brought a house yet. But, me and the family, we did well. We got a nice little place we're staying at, pool. All the stuff you need here.
Beautiful. And it's easy to get a place here? Is it is it hard to find, to rent or buy? Or?
Prices here for what you get are pretty expensive compared to other places. But that's just what happens in towns like this where there's not much property compared to how many people want to buy.
Don't quite have a competition, I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
So how do you find the overall cost of living?
Cost of living is very high, but we're offset with that. We get our remote allowances, so that pays for itself.
Yeah, that would come in handy, and you get it for that good reason, don't you?
Yeah, correct. It's definitely needed. Like our fuel costs, if I say $1.80 a litre, most people that hear this will think, you're freaking lying.
Yeah.
But that's what we're paying.
It is stuff you need to hear before you come, isn't it?
Yeah, correct.
So you're not completely blown away or...
Yeah, definitely. So you get here, and it's a culture shock if you've never been here before. It's different to what you get on the East Coast or even on the West Coast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just the way it is, just because it's so far away, isn't it?
Yeah, correct.
The cost of freight and everything.
Yeah, anything to get transported. So a prime example, I want to get a big TV. I can't get anything over 60 inches delivered.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep.
All the big sites, you can order them, but as soon as you go to deliver it to Alice, it's not coming out.
It's not happening.
No.
All right. So, look, what are some of the places or things you would show a person who's just moved into Alice? What would you take them to?
Oh, there's so many touristy spots around here. There's national parks, Simpsons Gap, Emily Gap, all ones that are really close to town. I mean, everyone likes to think Ayers Rock is come to Alice and you can walk there, but it's still a four-hour drive away, but definitely worth the four-hour drive, especially if you've never been there, and out to Kings Canyon. Definitely a day trip you'd do if you came here. But there's plenty to see in town, just with a hire car you can get to.
And I will just add a word of warning myself about Alice Springs. The KFC, there's no hot and spicy chicken for some reason. It doesn't sell
it
here.
It comes and goes.
Oh, it comes and goes.
So
okay.
Apparently our KFC is the highest grossing per capita. But yeah, things like that, the hot and spicy and the double, because when the double's on, I'm there every day. But even that, it's just a come and go kind of thing.
I see. So come to Alice and pester them and order and so they can get this hot and spicy on the regular run.
Or do your research and time it if you fly in the airs. When they got the hot and spicy, that's when you want to come.